With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The trial for a Windsor man who was charged in a deadly crash during Retrofest in Chatham 2 years ago has been put off until the end of the month. Brett Eiler's trial was supposed to start on Monday this week, but that was pushed back to today because he needed shoulder surgery. This morning, the court heard a motion to delay the start of the trial again because Eiler is now on medication. The judge reluctantly allowed the case to be postponed until March 26th. One person was peacefully arrested and no injuries were reported after a heavy police presence in Chatham this morning. Police issued a warning to the public just after 9 this morning to avoid the area of Sheldon Avenue and Cornhill Street because of an active investigation. They were able to clear that area about half an hour later. Officers say an individual was taken into custody. More information will be released as soon as it becomes available. And for the fifth time in a row, the Bank of Canada is leaving its key interest rate alone. It's still at 5%. Governor Tiff Macklem says it's too early to cut interest rates. He wants to see more progress on inflation first. The Chatham Maroons open the GOJHL playoffs tonight. The fifth-seeded Maroons take on the fourth-place Vipers in LaSalle at 7 p.m. In the PJHL playoffs, Wheatley leads Moortown 2-1 heading into Game 4 of their opening round series. The Dresden Kings will try to avoid the series sweep as they take on Essex. In the NHL, the Leafs wrap up a 5-game homestand with a game against Buffalo, while the Red Wings try to snap out of a 2-game losing skid as they take on Colorado. And in the PWHL, Toronto hosts Boston. Cloudy today with a high of 8 Celsius. Cloudy again tonight, low plus 2. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 10. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.